God does not does ever look at anybody like that. Why should we look at anybody like that? There was a bird called Bharadwaj bird, you know, which one time hit the car which was going to Barsana with the employees. You know, the devotees were traveling from Vrindavan to Barsana. The bird hit the car and the bird fell down. Not Bharadwaj bird, some other from bird, you know. So our great saintly personality, Gaurang Sundar Das, called me after some time. And he said, Prabhu, what should I do, you know? A Brijvasi bird died getting hit by my car. Just see the heart, you know. So many birds must be eating so many cars, you know, who cares for them? So I understood this is the Vaishnav heart. He is saying that the Brijvasis should be worshipped as God. And even every living entity who takes birth in Vrindavan is Paramahamsa, is going back to Godhead at the end of this life. Birds or Kitak or anybody, cow or any peacock or mandar, human beings or Muslims, anybody who takes birth goes back to Godhead. So I have been the cause of a death of a bird today. So what answer I should give to this kind of statement? How should I atone for that? He is asking me the question. I said, that bird is very fortunate that it hit your car. Because immediately after that they got down and they did kirtan for that bird and gave water to that bird. And the bird died. I said, if he would have hit any other car, would he have got this treatment from anybody? Would anybody bother about getting down and giving kirtan and giving water to the bird, holding the bird in hand and chanting the holy name of the Lord? Would anybody do that? So instead of feeling guilty, you should feel that this greatest fortune of the bird to be hit by your car, so that it had that fortune of hearing the holy name, that's why it hit your car. So it is not your sin that you are driving. You are driving the car every day. Every day nobody dies under your car or on your car. This is Lord's arrangement for that bird to hear the holy name from your mouth. So don't feel guilty. Feel honored that you got to serve the bird. Brijvasi bird. So this is how Vaishnava should be, you know. It doesn't make any difference ki only when human being dies I'll chant the holy name in the ear of that person. Another time they were travelling to Barsana and at the point of Khaira turn they saw a bird just lying outside, you know, on the ground, just injured or something like that. So they drove the car ahead and they came back. And they came back and they saw the bird, and bird was like, you know, very sick or maybe last moments of life. So they picked the bird up and the bird showed no scare at all. Generally somebody comes and then bird is like, you know, my God, anyway I'm dying and somebody is coming to attack me. So the bird is defending itself. The bird is like coolly came in their hands as if it was like waiting for you to pick it up. They picked the bird up, they put it on the seat, they drove it to the Barsana, Radharani's dham. And then they put a nice blanket and nice cushioned situation. They put the bird on that, they gave water to the bird, some prasad to the bird, and they put Prabhupada's kirtan for the whole day next to the bird. And the bird they were there for long hours, and every time somebody would come and feed the bird. In the evening, they all came together, the bird was still alive, and they did kirtan for the bird, and the bird, you know, looking very intently, a very anticipative way, so very, what do you say, lovingly, appreciatively, you know, how to say, you know, some cow, calf is looking at you, you know, with greatest gratitude in the heart. The bird died in front of them. Then they kept on doing kirtan, they buried a hole, and with the great kirtan of the devotees, they buried the bird in the Braj Bhumi, Braj. And then they went away. This is the way Lord looks at you. With no difference, you know. So we are saying we are having a hospice for human beings. But this is hospice care for a bird also. Now the bird had the fortune through you to come and reach Radharani's dham and be there for so many hours hearing the holy name receive prasad and association of devotees and kindness. And with great, I think, gratitude, the bird looked at them, finally raised its beak and eyes, looked at them and left the world. That's why we should know that in this hospital, no ordinary soul can come. Can you justify that, my statement?
Because as soon as somebody comes to the hospital, they get darshan of Prabhupada, Kirtan of the Holy Name, and so many great souls, Swamis,
Sanyasis, they see Tulsi, they see Jagannath, they hear the Holy Name, they see Prabhupada. They Hare Krishna Mahamantra they get, and if they get hungry, then they get prasad. If they get admitted, they get prasad. They get to see devotee doctors who are saintly people. So much of benefit is there. And you know, for each one of these things, each one, either to see a saintly person, it is said, unless you have many lifetimes of pious activities, you will not get to see a devotee of the Lord. I remember this statement made by Ramesh Baba. Not one time, so many times. Every time when Radha Mam Swami goes to see him, he says, today is very fortunate day because I am having a darshan of a devotee of the Lord. As you have come, today's day has become very fortunate. It's a sincere heart, he will say. He's not just stay to pamper him or just to make him feel nice or formality like that. Please come. It is not like that. It is from genuinely as a simplicity, the most simplest feelings one can have in the heart, like the most simple feeling or a simple situation in the heart, no duplicity. He says that today is a very fortunate day, I am able to see a devotee of the Lord. So to get to see a devotee of the Lord is a greatest fortune, is a fruit of many lifetimes of pious activities. Then to it is said that unless and until you have heard scriptures for many lifetimes, you have served the devotees for many lifetimes, you have done pious activities, done punya karma in many lifetimes, you have read scriptures in previous lifetimes. As a result of that, in the next lifetime you get the holy name of the Lord. You get introduced to the Hari Nam, Krishna Nam. So suppose somebody comes in the hospital and immediately hears the holy name. Don't you conclude that he must have done all these activities in the past life, as a fruit of which in this lifetime he is receiving the holy name. So receiving the holy name, following the holy name on your ears is not an ordinary activity or event, I would say, activity. It's not an ordinary event to be able to hear the holy name on these ears, unless you are qualified by your previous lifetime's activity. You are not entitled to hear the holy name in this lifetime. Somewhere you will be born where there is no holy name, if you are not qualified. And if somebody walks in this hospital and he gets to hear, that means he has to be a special soul. That is why we conclude from scriptural understanding that whoever enters in this building of this hospital has to be a special soul. Whether it is a doctor, whether it is a patient, whether it is an employee, or whether it is a relative of the patient, whoever is, whatever it is. Whoever walks in, as before you came, I was just mentioning, whoever walks in, they see Prabhupada. Maybe it's a statue, maybe it's a deity, but it is deity of Prabhupada. It's not deity of Amitabh Bachchan. It's a different, na? You have also Salman Khan's and Shah Rukh Khan's, Momka Putla. What is that called? Wax statue in Lonavala in London. But this is a Plaster of Paris statue of Srila Prabhupada. Who it reminds you of? Srila Prabhupada. And there's Tulsi. Tulsi dekhi judaya prana madhava toshani jani. As soon as we Tulsi, we understand she is very dear to Krishna. So it reminds you of Krishna. This is Tulsi, very dear to Krishna. And then little walk you walk in further than that, you hear the holy name. Constantly ringing. You enter the lift, also Hare Krishna going on. And then you get hungry, then you go to cafeteria and you eat prasad. You don't know it's prasad. You order for masala dosa, it's already prasad. You eat order for idli, idli is already offered to Krishna, Jagannath. It's already prasadam. Do you know, even to get prasad in this life, you have to perform lots of pious activities. You don't get Krishna prasad. Brahma doesn't get it. Shiva doesn't get it. There are so many stories in Puranas. They have struggled a lot Narad Muni doesn't get it. Struggled like anything to get one morsel of Krishna's prasad. And then Brahma thought, I'm very intelligent, so I must get Krishna prasad. So he went to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, he saw Krishna and Balaram, everybody playing at the bank of Jamuna. And then they took a break and they are eating prasad. Then after eating prasadam, Krishna washes his hands in Jamuna. So Brahma thought, I am very intelligent. So Brahma became fish. So then Krishna will have a lot of food in the hand now after eating. And he will wash and those things will go in the water. Na? So as a fish he will eat. So he will get Mahaprasad. So Krishna went to wash his hands. A lot of things were in hand. Like how a child has many things in hand. But he saw, Ari, Brahma has become fish. Oh, so nice. So he took the water and washed his hands in the, on the earth. He didn't wash in the water. So he thought that Brahma is thinking that by becoming fish, by because I have ability to become fish, Brahma thinks that I can get Krishna Prasad. It's not that way. So Brahma, he just washed his hand on the earth and gave him Mama Sarvatar Prithvi Devi, not to Brahma. So then demigods don't get it. Only limited demigods like Lord Shiva, Parvati. There are so many stories by which after the story, then they were blessed to have that. Then they get that. Routinely demigods don't get prasad. Even demigods don't get prasad. They are great devotees of the Lord, but they do not get prasad. So you may go to cafeteria Bhaktivedanta and order an idli and you are getting prasad. You may not realize the value of that, you know. What is the value of food offered to Krishna? So when Krishna is offered anything, he takes away all the karmas of that item and gives back to you a pure Mahaprasadam. The Mahaprasad of which when you taste, it will purify you of all the ignorance of Vidya, Avidya. Avidya will be destroyed and the lamp of devotion will be lit in your heart. That is the power. When you accept the food honored by Krishna back, it purifies you of all ignorance, gives you knowledge about the self, realization. So see, and by the way, fortunately if you get sick and you get admitted, then 5 times in a day you get prasad. 5 times in a day, not one time. 5 times in a day, in the name of your specialized, planned, advised diet, what comes to you is Krishna prasad. There is liquid diet, or whether it is saltless diet, or low calorie diet, or whatever you name it, semi soft diet, or gastric diet. What comes to you is only prasad of Krishna. It's offered to Jagannath before it comes out, is given to you. Loudly.
I mean, in the morning, whatever they make, I know all the breakfast items, whether it is upma, puha, idli, all of that is offered. The lunch plate, the whole plate is offered. But
when they make dosa, what happens?
Dosa,
what happens in your house? Same thing happens there only.
First dosa we offer.
Yeah, same way. Same way from that atta, if you make one dosa and you offer to the Lord, next all things that you do is all
offer.
First
dosa they've actually
offered. Of course they offer. Yeah.
Main time. Yeah. It's only the packed item that they say that
packed item they have already said we don't offer. That they have, I have made it them very clear to declare to everybody that the packed biscuits, packed whatever it is there, that you offer at home or you offer when you eat. So what is cooked over there is all offered.
Even the dosa. Yeah. I really had a doubt whether the first dosa also they're offering or it's like.
As a devotee, you can go and ask them this question, which will also, like, you know, a reminder. If at all you are missing, then you do it like that. Somebody keeps questioning something, then they will be alert about it. Na? If you just assume it, then they may not sometimes forget. But if you people like you should go and ask them, do you offer this dosa? You're like, ha, it's offered. Then it's, you are assured that it's there. So the point, ha?
Sometimes when we eat in the canteen, sometimes if we don't like anything,
we throw it away.
Or we just say,
leave it away. Huh? So saprad.
That is offense.
Of course, it's offense. If Krishna has eaten it and you are saying something else, then
that's why we normally order. I know I can eat only 2 chapatis, then palace is saying
no, she is not saying that. He is eating. question is not liking it. She is criticizing ki acha nahi hai.
It's not good.
If your criticism is constructive, is done out of sincere feelings of improvement, it's fine. If your statements are out of, you know, some real nasty statements you're making, because really you don't like that person who made it. If the intention is good, it's not taken as offense. Like when you correct your child, is it taken an offense? No. Your real intention is that you love your child. So if your intention is to really help the canteen to improve from the mistake that you're doing, then it's fine. It's not criticism. If your mood is constructive, it's fine. But you're simply for the sake of, you know, you're waiting for a mistake to happen and you want to blast on that. That is not, that will be offense. Who can claim to be perfect? There can be so many mistakes. At least the effort is genuine, the person is genuine, the activity is genuine, so we should be grateful for that. In this hospital, when you come, you are not in tension. Kya dala hoga? Everything is free of onion, garlic, you are sure, there is no choco, there is nothing like that, by mistake also, but if you go outside in a veg restaurant, you still have tension, you know, that whether a drunk man is cooking that veg food or not. It's possible, no? You must have gone yesterday to a prostitute in the night. You must have been drunk in the night. You must have smoken 50 bidis in the morning before he comes to cafeteria. And is cooking pure veg food without onion and garlic. Is there any effect on that? There is, 100%. So we are not sure. At least one thing is sure, that they may not be pure devotees, you know, Brahmins. But they don't eat onion and garlic. They don't eat drink tea, coffee. They don't eat meat. They eat the same food every day and night. And they chant few rounds, 1, 2, 3, 4 rounds they chant, all of them, somehow or the other. It's much better situation. It's not like my wife cooking for me, but it is second best, I would say. I don't have to worry about what's happening. Is there any onion in the corner of the canteen somewhere? I don't have to worry about that. Is there any egg broken somewhere and the staff is cooking omelette for them in the same cafeteria in the night time and I am eating the same chapati of the same tawa where they have made the omelette? There is no tension of that sort. So point I was making, that whoever comes here has to be a special soul. And we have to serve them in that way. They may be shouting sometimes, they may be angry sometimes. But nobody can come to this doorstep unless they have some pious activities in their life. Because there are so many hospitals in Mira Road. You are not the only one. And you can't claim to be the cheapest one also. Because there are many cheaper also available around you. And you can never claim that you are the best hospital everywhere. You also can make mistakes. While there are so many options available, if somebody comes to you, he has to be a special soul, because he comes here in the name of sickness to receive the mercy of Krishna through all these things. Same way with employees also, even doctors also, who come here. They may appear to be broke sometimes, they may be cheating sometimes, saddening patients sometimes, they may, so many hookups they may do in the category of operations, this and that, it all happens. As a part of the material world, all these things happen. People may fight for salaries, people may do agitations, people may do lack of cooperation meetings. Asakar chalwala. What is it called in English? Non-cooperative, you know, movement. They may say, I don't cooperate. Unless salary is raised, we will not work. Or may fight with the boss. So many things may happen. That's the way it happens in the outside world. But still they are here, hearing the holy name, even passively, it's something great. We have to act in such a way that they may be ordinarily behaving unknowingly, but knowingly we should behave nicely as a Vaishnav. Because we know, at least. If they don't know, at least you know. When you hit the child is making some mistake. Child doesn't know it's a mistake, but at least you know it's a mistake. So you are correcting the child out of love. So like that, they may not know that they should be behaving in a particular way. But at least you know how you should behave. So you have to take that position and do the needful. What is your good name?
My name is
Krishna. Ophthalmologist. Welcome. So any question is there? So we have to always see that through our behavior we inspire people to take up the name of the Lord. That's our mission here. It's not very difficult actually. one may speak great things in life, but if one doesn't behave accordingly, then there's a problem, no? And what people don't like is, you know, you may claim to be any ordinary man, they don't bother about you. But if you claim to be a devotee of the Lord, and you behave in ordinarily, people immediately point fingers, see? Why you claim to be a Hare Krishna? In the train, suppose everybody, some fight is going on. Five people are fighting, six are fighting. And suddenly, out of the five or six, one is a Tilakdhari. What people will say, aap toh devotee ho na, toh aap itna garam kyun hote ho? They will say that immediately to you. Aap aisa kaisa karte ho? Because when you put the stamp on your forehead, it is expected that you are cool, you are calm, you are composed, and you are, reasonable person, you know. Why you become one of them when you are like this? You are supposed to be like this. It's like that. So, when we claim verbally, orally to be devotee of the Lord, then action wise also we have to become devotees only. We are not only verbally devotee, we are also in action devotee. We should be. People will understand that you are a devotee of the Lord.
Sometimes people try to take advantage of, you know, somebody being a devotee and humble.
Then you should not keep quiet.
They think that even
devotee doesn't mean
person, he should keep quiet.
Devotee doesn't mean you have to be exploited by others. Oh, I'm a devotee, please exploit me. I'm a devotee, you know. I'm supposed to be very nice man. All of the world can come and exploit me. No, sir. No. The story of Narad Muni and a snake, you know that, no? Narad Muni and a snake. The snake was so harsh and so cruel that, you know, whole the village was disturbed by the snake. So they all told Narad Muni, please, we are disturbed by this snake and please save us from this snake. He's always biting and killing people. So Narad Muni, by his own power, went to the snake and spoke to him. And he preached him. And he told him, don't bite anybody. Sadhus are so powerful, you know, that in one meeting he preached him. Maybe we would take days and days of preaching and maybe years and years of preaching to understand that for a snake not to bite, imagine. In one sitting only he counseled him not to bite. In one sitting for a snake to not to bite anymore is a great achievement, you know, achievement of lifetime, maybe a full 5.5 years MBBS degree kind of thing, you know, he is from biting to not to bite. So he said, okay, fine, I'll not bite. So then people passed by him and he didn't do anything. Then they passed close by him and he didn't do anything. Then they got little gutsy and they started throwing stones on him. He didn't do anything. They took bigger stones and started hitting him. Children started coming and hitting him, started crushing his tail and tried all those things which snakes have not already. You put on his tail, finished you are. All those things people started doing very freely. But this guy is not doing anything. Wow, what a Narad Muni ki jai. Now we can step on him, now we can stone him. And poor fellow is injured, bleeding, weak, crying. And Narad Muni came passing by, saw, what happened to you? So you told him not to bite. And I followed your instruction. Sincerely I followed your instruction. And this is what I have become today, because of your instruction. I followed your instruction. He said, fool number one, I never told you to not to hiss. I told you not to bite. But you can hiss, no? Suddenly somebody comes, you can just raise yourself and hit. Hiss. Oh, I didn't take the full purport of the story. I took only verbatim instruction from you. So again, next day, people are passing by, trying to throw stones. Immediately, run away. Everybody ran away. So it's not hitting anybody. It's only hissing. No hitting, no hurting anybody. But don't take me for granted. That's the message he's giving. If I want, I can hit you. I can bite you. I can kill you. Don't take me for granted. That's all. So we don't have to hit back, but act in such a way that don't take me for granted. Because I'm a devotee, I'm a naive guy, I'm a sober guy, so you can just exploit me. It's not like that.
You have to be assertive and affirmative.
You have to be. You have to be. It's like, you know, there in the new Mayapur times, old times, you know Mayapur? Mayapur is our holiest of all holy places in West Bengal, where Lord Krishna took birth as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Navadvip in Mayapur. Just now we had a yatra there from the hospital. So there when you open temple, na, Hare Krishna were ridiculed like anything. There were all Muslim vasti everywhere. So they would just harass Hare Krishnas, and one time they attacked the community and they attacked women, they wanted to strip them naked, and they did so much of things, Atankwad pura. They really harassed devotees and ladies and all. So the devotees took out guns and started shooting them and chased them away. But they couldn't have otherwise listened, you know. Some devotees ran, they went to the room, they took out the gun, they went to the terrace, and from there they shot. And some of them got injured and others ran away. So women were about to be stripped naked, but they were saved. So other times, whenever devotees, ladies will pass by, the Muslim guys would, you know, pass words and tease them. When devotees would pass by, shaven-headed and all those dhoti kurta, they would pass by and make comments on them and, you know, use ugly words. So then some devotees took leadership in that. And whenever they would be passing by, somebody makes comment, something like that, you know, kuch tease kiya, so he would go back and ask them, say, oh, what do you have to say? He would question them. And then they would immediately be quiet. It's like you pull them down, come, what do you have to say? So then they will immediately be quiet. So that's what they did. And then devotees got weapons also. They got guns, they got revolvers, and there was a storeroom of all those things. They took licenses, everything, self-defense. They're not going to go and shoot everybody on challenging way outside. Now we are Hare Krishna, anybody dares to come to us, we'll shoot you. Not like that. If you come to me and trouble me, then I'll take out my gun. So then afterward, nothing happened. Never did happen. But still there are weapons in the temple. So it's not like a Muslim masjid where they store all those things for, you know, terrorism. It's not like that. For licensed things, safety, for safety measure. There's no case going on anywhere. So why do we keep this kind of dignity and let people know, don't take us for granted? Because we don't want to make Krishna be fooled by people, taken as a fool. Arey, toh Krishna ke devotee hai, ullu log hai sab. When you are exploited and you claim to be Krishna devotee, then what your Krishna is doing for you? It's like all the, when they ridicule you, actually they ridicule Krishna only. Ridicule Krishna, ridicule your guru, your movement, where the group of people whom you belong to, they're ridiculing everybody at one time. By ridiculing you or exploiting you. And by standing by as a firm person, you are keeping dignity of everybody. By telling them, don't take me for granted. It means don't take me, my guru, my Krishna, and my devotees and my movement to be granted. Will not take it, will not tolerate it. So then when you stand by like that, they will also stop harassing other devotees whom they would otherwise harassed if you wouldn't have retaliated. So you're giving a message to them. Don't do this. It's like that.
This is like this. Sometimes, like, what people have a question is, like, when a devotee is suffering some terminal disease or something, then the people have so many questions, we don't know what to answer. That, arey, usse to ab to Hare Krishna wale ho bhakti ki hai, fir inki life mein aise kyun hua hai?
So, first question, first answer to the question is that we do not do devotion to Lord to be saved from diseases. The basic only is wrong. We are not chanting Hare Krishna to be away from disease, be away from old age, be away from suffering. No, we are in the material world and we are bound to suffer. And my chanting Hare Krishna and becoming a devotee of Krishna is not to negate these sufferings. As long as I am in this world, sufferings will come. And I don't expect that when I chant Hare Krishna, my Lord should reward me freedom from disease. He is rewarding you freedom from disease. When you die, you will not come back again to suffer. That guarantee is there. But when you are living in this world, I am not suffering because of the Lord. I am suffering because of my own karmas. And by the way, what is the powerful answer you can give? Okay, what I am suffering now is only a token what I was supposed to suffer. After I started chanting Hare Krishna, what I get is only a token. It may be big, but imagine what the original must be. If this is this big one is a token, then what I could have suffered is unlimited. By becoming a devotee, I am proud that this what I am getting now is a token only. So I thank my Lord. Thank you, my Lord, only for giving a token. With conviction you should answer this, not like painfully crying. Somebody has told you, that's why you are repeating, but you don't believe in it, but you have to say it. It's not like that. You have to say it with full conviction. That will really change the heart of people. I'll tell you a nice story to you. When I was in the medical college, the time I had just become a devotee, I mean, just entered into Krishna consciousness as a student, still not even 1 year has passed. And I was fascinated by the story of creation of the world. It's there in Bhagavatam. In Bhagavatam, in third part of the Bhagavatam, how the Lord creates, the full description is there, that from His pores of His body, in seed form, the universes come out. And those seeds of universes fructify and develop into grown-up universes out of His body. And then Brahma is created, and the 14 planets are created. And then how He expands, and how Vishnu expands, and how everything is, how Lord goes in the heart of everybody as Paramatma. It's a wonderful description is there. The most fascinating part of the whole story is that from somebody's pore, universes are coming out. This is the most fascinating. The rest everything can be understood logically. But how can a person be sleeping in an ocean and just by breathing, his pores ooze out universes? Not one. Unlimited. For trillions of years. And I would tell this in a great fascination to whoever I meet. Maybe my houseman, maybe my registrars and my lecturer, whoever was available, wherever they were available, I would tell them this story. So in one time I was telling this story in 5th floor canteen in JJ Hospital. In the night time after my emergency round was over, everything, all the houseman, registrar, intern, everybody was in the 5th floor canteen and we were taking prasad, whatever food. And I started telling the story and everybody was like listening, you know. I told the full story till the Paramatma, that how the Vishnus are expanding and finally the Vishnu is becoming Paramatma and entering in everybody's heart, all living entities' heart, he is entering as Paramatma. So there are unlimited Paramatmas and one Vishnu is there. At the end of the story, the registrar told, I don't believe any of these things. The way you are telling, it was conviction from this thing. It's somewhere it hits, you cannot still believe it. But your conviction has to affect people's heart. If you speak out of full convictions, you still may choose not to believe it. But it affects somewhere. It affects. 100% it affects. And can never go waste. For example, Kalia, you know Kalia, snake Kalia. So Kalia had heard from his wife. Come. So Kalia had heard from his wives, you know. They would always tell him, why are you so envious? You know, you should worship the Lord. You should become devotee of Krishna. And Krishna also tells in other context some people, actually I would have killed this Kalia long back, you know. But I was only hesitating because his wives are my devotees. So it always would stop me from doing what I wanted to do. But anyways, now I have to go. But I would have gone long time back. What stopped me was his wives were my great devotees. So I was always postponing the matter. So his wives were always telling me, why are you so envious of Krishna, of everybody else also? You should give up this envy and become devotee of the Lord. And Kalia would say, these foolish women, they don't understand anything. Why should I worship Krishna? Who cares? Like that. But imagine, the point I'm trying to convey to you is that they would tell with fullest of sincerity to their husband. They had full conviction that he has to give up his envy and he has to become devotee of the Supreme Lord. They had no doubt about it. They may be subordinate in the position. They may know also that my husband will never care for what I am telling or what we are telling. They may very well be knowing also that our husband is not going to listen to us. But nonetheless, with fullest of compassion in the heart and love, they would tell him not to be envious and give up the envy and love Krishna. And then Krishna finally went to subdue him. Actually, he went to kill him, actually. When he was being attacked by Krishna and the fight was going on, the wives thought that let him die, actually. What is the use of having such an envious husband? What is his future if he is envious like this? Let us become widows and let him die. This was the initial thought when the fight began. And when the fight progressed and Krishna jumped on his head. And then each head he was dancing and each head was pouring out poison and getting emptied of poison and becoming humble like this. Each head was like filled with poison and each step would throw the flames and poison like anything. Finally, all hoods he danced upon and all the poison went out. That means all the envy went out. and he actually became very humble. And in that humble state of mind, you know what happened? Very significant thing happened. Anybody knows? He remembered all the words that his wives had told him in the past. So what is the message? Nothing goes waste. They must have told him in his most rebellious period of time, in the most youthless period of time, which is absolutely no use of telling. But they had told with full sincerity, so somewhere in the hard disk, it is there. It's not processed. Just, theek hai. It's like many informations we have, many files we have, we don't attend to them, but we don't do anything with them. Keep it there. But when right time comes, na, when he is hit by Krishna and the all envy is gone, and he comes in right situation, immediately the information in the hard disk starts getting processed. So he understood that this enemy of mine is much more formidable than my enemy, arch rival Garuda. It was a tough fight for me. But this guy looks like millions of times more powerful than Garuda also. So he must be Supreme God. And now I must surrender to him. At this time of thought that I must surrender to him, immediately remembered everything that was told to him by his wives in the past. So together with the hitting, with freedom of poison, with the knowledge of his experience with Garuda, his concluding logically, he must be God, and with that wife's memory is coming, and he decides that now I should surrender to him. And he surrenders to him. When he surrenders to him, immediately wives change their thoughts. Now he should not die. Now we will go all and pray for him to Krishna. So immediately wives came. How they came, you know? They put their eggs in front, then they put their babies behind, and behind them, they just came in front of Krishna. You know, like, please. Because to child, nobody can, you know, punish immediately. Child, immediately, if you bring in front, immediately your compassion is expressed. And they started praying to the Lord. Please, be kind to our husband. He has been so envious in the past. He has hurt so many people. But please, you forgive him. As now he has become realized, please forgive him and give your mercy to him. Now, that also is Kaliya hearing, na? Kaliya is hearing. He is in a helpless condition. He can be killed by this person, na? He already subdued him. Anytime he can kill him and finish him off. So what condition he is in? My God, kabhi mar sakta hu main. And at that time, he knows ki these prayers can save him. And actually they saved him. So he learns lots of things from those prayers. And he repeats, learning from those prayers, he repeats some prayers to Krishna. And that's how he receives the mercy of the Lord. So from where? Like that snake, from biting to not biting, in one association. So in one pastime, Krishna brought him to a most envious situation, to a pure devotee situation. And Kali became pure devotee, a saintly personality, a personality who is worshipable. And Krishna said, please leave now. My order, he said, please order me, I am your servant now. Whatever you order me, I will do. So Krishna said, leave this place and go. So this place will become poisonous and everybody is dying. You with your family members, your friends, your soldiers, all should quit this place and go to Ramanaka Dweep. How will I go out? My enemy, arch rival Garuda will come and kill me. He said, no. Now that I dance on your heads, my footprint is on your head. In each head, you already have a footprint of mine. Garuda will see the footprint on your head. Worship you. So no one gets footprint of mind very easily on the head like this. So that's why Kaliya's wives are asking Krishna, ki what pious activity he must have done that he has received your lotus footprints on his head. He has been so sinful and so envious of you. Still, how it is that you have blessed him with the lotus footprints on his head? Sadhus are performing tapasya for millions of lifetimes to get your lotus feet, and the dust of your lotus feet on their heads, and this person being envious is easily getting lotus footprints on your head, on their head. So this is godless mercy. And what is the reason behind the godless mercy? Because wives were devotees. So you have to have somebody in connection. And somebody's connection is devotee. Always will help you. So from where this point came, that we should never hesitate telling whatever happens. With whatever conviction you speak, na, that affects the consciousness. That time it may not relate. That is my person. I'll give my example to you. I was also told by my friend so many things. And I said, get lost. Don't bother me. I'm not interested. I've heard enough. I've discussed enough. I've understood also enough. I'm not interested. After understanding also. Please go away. This is what I'm telling. But in the process of argument, I was hearing. And all that was registered over here. And at one point of time, everything I remembered. Everything I remembered. It's like tape recorder being played again. At right opportune time. It was being played again. And I took it very seriously. Whatever was played again in my mind. And initially I got it. So I was changing my lifestyle. He didn't even know what time this happened. Because whenever he told that time. And I rejected him. So he thought, maybe what I will tell him more. A long time back he has told me sincerely. Sincerely he has told me. With real sincere heart. Genuine heart. And then because I ditched him, he said, Hare Krishna, what I can do? After some time or period, some things happened in life in such a way that I remembered everything whatever he told me. And I took up to bhakti life. So conviction matters. You shouldn't be speaking with lack of conviction. If you have some conviction, you have it. That's it. Speak with full conviction. It may be foolish from others' point of view. When you say it, others may feel number one fool he is, you know. He's a doctor, but he doesn't understand anything. He's a foolish number one. Even at the cost of that feeling from him to you, you should still speak with full conviction. Especially when you get, you know, when you shake, you know, when you get a disease and people tell you, you also, what your Krishna is doing to you? That time you really don't want to answer. The answer is full conviction. I'm getting a token. With great pride you should tell. Happily you should tell. And they should see that you are supposed to be in pain right now. But you are so blissful. And you are still talking with so much conviction. That is very surprising, no? Generally when you are sick and suffering, you may be cursing the whole world. You may be mother, father, doctor, God, whoever comes on your way, he has to be cursed by you, you know. This is what you expect. But when the person sees you, that not only you are unhappy for what's happening to you, but you are very proudly telling greatly about the Lord. You're not saying that God is very bad. May I made a mistake by becoming his devotee and I chanted his name for so many years now. I feel I am wasted my time all this time, you know. Don't talk like that. That impresses them. Yes, so be honest to your convictions. Be honest to your learnings also. Whatever you learn in your life, honestly, which you feel is true. Actually, whatever I learned this time, I can see it is a true thing. Don't be dishonest to that realizations. And don't get shaken when some strong negative guy questions you like that. Don't get shaken. He may not be converted, but you don't get deconverted. No, he may not become devotee by looking at the example. But you don't lose your devotion by his example and by his questioning. Let him not disturb you in your devotional attitude. Just because of his questioning, you don't have answer, you get shaken, you know. In fact, somewhere in life, he will remember you. That I saw that lady, so sick, but still she was happy. And I am sick, and I am crying. What is the difference? Oh, she was a devotee of Krishna, and I am not. Yes, I am suffering still, and she is happy, even though she is sick. Or somebody will say, your son died? How come? You are a devotee of the Lord. Why should Lord do to you like this? Aisa lagta na point, they put their finger on the same point only. How could God do to like this to you? You are such a nice person. And your son has to die? Why to you only? Where is God? I don't believe in God. You may be still believing, but my faith is gone. Just to see that you are such a nice person and your son has died. You want to anyway not believe in God. So he has got a reason to not believe in God. But if you say on top of that, no, whatever God does is always right. I have full faith in Him. It's just my fate that this happened. I don't want to blame God for that. My God, he'll faint himself straight. He'll faint. He said, what kind of faith is this? And the devotees do have such faith. When Sivas Pandit's son died, he never said, stop, all kirtan now, enough. Pray. No, I'm not in the mood to have kirtan. Go away from this house. today my son has died, I'm not in the mood to give my house to you for kirtan. He told his wives that, cry softly, don't cry loudly. Let the Lord do kirtan in my house. The Lord was performing kirtan. The Lord only stopped. And he asked, what happened, Srivas? Today, I'm feeling little disturbed today. Not feeling the usual happiness. The Srivas said, no, my Lord, nothing happened. Everything is fine. Please, you continue your kirtan. No, Srivas, you are hiding something. Tell me what happened. No, my Lord, you must tell me something. I'm not feeling the usual happiness. He said, yes, my Lord, my son passed away. Really? You have told me earlier. How can you not tell me? He said, how can I disturb you, my Lord? My whole pleasure of life is to please you and serve you. And you're happy doing kirtan in my house. How can I disturb you by saying, no kirtan today? So, no, tell me where they are. So, just takes him inside, runs, Lord runs inside. And brings the child back. And the child says, Lord says, this is your father and this is your mother. The child says, which father and mother? I've got many mothers and fathers in many lifetimes. Which lifetime are you talking about, my Lord? He said, talking about his lifetime. So the Lord taught Srivas Thakur and his wife many three lessons through the child's mouth, who already died. And then he again goes back. At that time, the Lord makes a statement, because the Lord was contemplating on taking sannyas. So you know this story, maybe first time you are reading. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna himself is coming in Navadvip, West Bengal. And then he takes sannyas at one point of time. And this is the time when he is contemplating about taking sannyas. So at this particular pastime, when this pastime gets over, the Lord goes aside and talks to himself only, ki, how can I give up the company of such devotees like Srivas, who love me so much? How can I go away from them by taking sannyas? Will I be able to go away and give up the company of devotees like Srivas Pandit? Like that he speaks to himself. And that is the time he first reveals that he has a plan to take sannyas like that. Anyways, the point is that the devotees don't blame the Lord for any mishaps. That this happened, even though I am a devotee, this happened to me. Even though I am a devotee, that happened to me. Even though I am a devotee, I lost money. Even though I am a devotee, my son died and my this died and that died. We do not perform devotional service to God to get free from such kind of happenings. Those things are destined to happen by our own karma. We accept it as our own mistake. We don't blame Lord for that. Neither we expect Him that, yes, by the dint of my karmas, I am supposed to suffer. But now I become your devotee, nah? Please, huh? You delete all these things. This is my business with Him. This is Vyapari mentality. I can take your name and I expect that you delete my sufferings. Otherwise, I will be losing my faith in you. This is Baniya. This is not a devotee. We don't want to become a Baniya devotee. We want to become a pure devotee. Our devotee is Bhagavan ka, Sridhar. What a devotee he was, fantastic. I'll tell some other time story to you, but in zest I'll tell you. Such a wonderful devotee he was. And the Lord called him at one point in time. And Lord said, I want to bless you. Please ask what you like to have from me. I want to give you a planet where you can rule as a king, you know. That you can become a Brahma. I will make you a Brahma and full Brahmanda universe, I will make you the creator. Or I will give you 8 siddhis. 8 mystic powers I will award you right away without any tapasya. Or I will give you wife like Lakshmi. Or many things he told, one by after. What he must have answered? Yes, Maharaj. Yes, my Lord. Give everything. Whatever you have to give, please give. It's the right time to give. I am ready to take. Brahma, yeah, take, give Brahma position. What planet, give. Good wife, give. Siddhi, that also you give. Wealth also, please give everything. I will take everything today. He didn't say that. He said that, why are you tempting me, my Lord, with all these things? I have not worshipped you to get all these things. Please do not tempt me with these material temptations. These things are simply a disturbance in a devotee's life. You can say that? I cannot say that. If somebody is telling me he will make me a king of the universe, I say, might as well think about it, you know, for a while. Anyway, Krishna, you are there only, I am also there. and I'll take some break and enjoy and then again come back to you. But right now I can't say no to this universe proposal. I will say that mostly. Or if beautiful women are offered to me as my wives, I will say, anyway, I'm a devotee. I'm not going to give you up my Lord as a Lord. Anyway, I'm not going to give up devotional service. But might as well I enjoy with them. If possible, you are giving me. I'm not asking you. You are only offering me. So to keep your word and honor, I will accept them. Anyway, why should I hurt you by saying no to you? You know, you are giving me so much of love. You are offering me these gifts. But Sridhar Kolwija said that, I'm sorry, my Lord. I don't want these things. So Lord is now becoming desperate. Lord is saying, Sridhar, ask, I want to give you. I have come to give you. And I am so obliged and so much honored to have you as my devotee. I want to give you a gift today. So he thought for a while. And no, anything that is achievable, wantable, desirable, Lord had offered to him. Anything, the wildest dream of yours, the wildest imagination of yours that you would love to have, all those things already Lord had offered him. You cannot expect something else beyond your imagination or his imagination that you can have from him. He's already offered greatest things in world, what people are hankering for. And the still he's saying no for them. And the still Lord is saying, ask something else, if not these things. So he thought for a while. What to ask? Now that he's so desperate to give, I should now ask him something that he will be happy to give at least. All after saying all that no to everything that he offered. You can imagine, you come to my house and I give you juice, no. Then I give you banana, no. Then I give you gulab jam, no. Then I give you chuda, no. Then I give you a chair, no. Then finally I'll say, take something, no. So you'll say, okay, give me shataranji, I'll sit down. At least you'll say, ki, so much is offering, I must honor him by at least accepting something which is not disturbing me. So what he said? He said, ki, you remember you used to come to me every time to buy banana leaves. He's a banana seller, no? So he used to come and sell banana leaves and banana cups and banana, many banana items, banana fruit also. And finally he would argue and take those things free of charge from him. The Lord would come every day and argue for the price and negotiate and say, this is very high cost. No, my Lord, this is the lowest cost I am giving. Go to every market you can go in Navadvip and find out yourself. This is the cheapest cost. I cannot give lower than this. No, Lord, this is too high a cost. And then Lord will finally steal everything and run away. Every day. Nobody knew this. 2 to 3 hours in a day, without anybody's knowledge, where is Lord, nobody knew. And he would be with Sridhar in his place, in Simantudvip. And he would, 3 hours spend with him. And finally, without paying a coin, he would steal away and go. So Sridhar said, birth after birth, please come and steal my banana leaves. That's what I'm talking about. Imagine. What a devotee Sridhar is. Huh? After offering so many things, Sridhar is saying that, I know, my Lord, that it pleases you. It has pleased you in the past also. Whenever you stole the banana leaves and bananas and cups from me, I understood that it pleases you a lot. So I only ask for one boon, that you will come again and again in each lifetime and steal those things from me. That means he has also asked only that thing which will please him, not please him, himself. Vardhan mein manga to kaisa manga? In which also the Lord only will be pleased. Not that he will get some Lakshmi as wife or he will get some planet. Also will please him along with him. I said, something he asked only in service to him, only that will please Lord only that he asked. Aisa devotee banna chahiye. The Lord says, ki such devotees, when I offer them everything in the world and they refuse that, then I sell myself to them. I become theirs. Prahlad ko bhi aisa hi tha. The Lord was offering Prahlad, you know, ki, I'm so sorry, Prahlad. For my sake, you have to suffer so much. Your father harassed you, tortured you, tormented you, and you only for my sake you said, okay, fine. Only thing what could have saved you is saying that, yes, my Lord, yes, my father. Then nothing would have happened to you. But for my sake, you said no, and you got tortured by father. Now I want to give you something. Please ask me. Prahlad ne bhi yehi bola unko. Please don't tempt me. what a devotee Prahlad is. Imagine after suffering so much, you know, somebody will say at least, चलो यार कम से कम कुछ ना कुछ लेते हैं, इतना तो मेहनत किया. हाँ वो भी कौन दे रहा है, भगवान दे रहे हैं, why not take something? Say no, don't tempt me. And what he asked, you know, this is only one benefit, two things he asked him. If you want to at all give it, give me only, please save my father. He has done so many sins, I'm sure he'll go to hell. Please save him from hell and give him mukti. The Lord said, before you asked, I had already given him that. Because he is your father. He is in relation with you. Like the Nagapatnis was in relation with Kaliya. So because of their devotion, he was saved. Otherwise, he would have got killed. So then Lord says, ki father, ye toh maine already kar diya hai. You ask something, I want to give you something. So what Prahlad said, ki please save me from Vaishnava Aparad. I have no fear from death. I have no fear from Yamraj. I have no fear from my father. I have no fear from anybody in the world. I only have fear of offending one of your devotees. I don't want to come in a situation where I hurt your devotees. Please give me a boon that I never hurt your devotees. Such a wonderful, this is Bhagavat, you know. Bhagavat mein aise devotees ka varnan diya hai sab. Bahut sundar sundar. Chaitanya Charitamrut also. Now I told the stories too because Gaur Purnima is coming very close by. Lord is appeared, he appeared on 27th of March. This year Tithi is 27th March. And we are going to celebrate on 26th March in our hospital. So such devotees Lord Chaitanya had. And through those devotees he taught so many things to us. That we should not worship the Lord for some material gain. Expecting that when I become his devotee, I should not get disease. Nobody in my family should die. My wealth should remain intact. I should not lose any money in shares and anywhere else. I should not become bankrupt. Because I am a devotee of the Lord. Because all these things shouldn't happen to me. Because I am a devotee of the Lord. Otherwise, what is the use of devoting to the Lord? This is what our thought process. In the back of the mind, always we are thinking. You know, this thing, at least these things shouldn't happen to us. But poor Draupadi, she was almost stripped naked, na? She didn't say, what is the use of becoming God's sister? Huh? I have been dedicating my life, whole life to him. For this? This is too much. I didn't expect that this will happen to me. Hell with Krishna, hell with this devotion. I don't care for this. What is the use of this devotion? In front of the assembly, my husbands and great souls in the big sabha, I am getting insulted like this. Is this why I did devotion to you, my Lord? She didn't say that. She only called him. And Lord came and saved her. But ever you read in Mahabharata, before and after, that she said after 5 years to Krishna, but Krishna, that event, I didn't like it, by the way. I mean, I accept you and I love you, but that event I can't forgive you. This is too much for me. It's too much painful for me. She didn't tell anything anytime. She never coaxed him anything up till now. Never you read that Draupadi ever said, or Arjuna ever said that, Krishna, you are there, no? Still this happened to us. In spite of becoming your devotee, you put us in forest. What is the use of worshipping you? So actually, at one point of time in one scripture it is said that Hanumanji came to, that Gopakumar came to Pandavas and said that, I have learned that you are the greatest devotees of the Lord. So what Dharmaraj said, when Gopakumar came and told him that, I have been told to come and learn from you because you are the greatest devotee of the Lord. So Yudhishthir said, we are not ideal examples of a devotee because our life is such that reading our life, people will lose their faith in God. So please don't come to us. You go to Prahlad, he is a great devotee of the Lord. So our life is such that we went to forest, our wife got stripped and we suffered so much, they have tried to burn us and they cheated us and so many things happened to us. People will feel that by becoming devotee, this is what will happen to you. So we are not ideal examples of a good devotee. Don't come to us, we are not the ones. Out of humility they said, but this is what the arguments. They said, ki, better devotee than us is Prahlad. And then he went to Prahlad. And there's a long story, we will tell you some other time. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Time is up.